Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Welcome to the Overcoming Emotional Eating Podcast. In tonight's call, I'm actually on a pre-recorded live line talking with clients about their relationship with their food, what it is, and how they can help it. Take a listen and keep on overcoming yourself.
I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines so that we can talk, connect, and I can help in any way possible.
Hi, Wendy.
Yeah.
I just went through, I think it's session 19, mm-hmm. I think it is on your podcast, and it talks about the difference between emotional eating and craving, mm-hmm. and I'm struggling with that because a lot of times my craving is due to emotional eating, so I didn't know if you could have both or it's like one or the other.
That's a great question. And there's a fine line, right? Which is why I did a podcast on it. Where I find the nuance, so if you're trying to delve into that for yourself, what I'll tell you is really helpful, is to find the nuance. I'll tell people with a craving, so if you're craving something, to think about the physicality of that craving. So let me kind of forward track this. If someone were craving, telling me that they wanted the taste of chocolate on their tongue, and then I said to them, okay, is there an emotion that you're feeling when you want that taste of chocolate on your tongue, or is there an emotion that you want from that chocolate, or do you remember an emotion linked to that chocolate? I know those are a lot of questions, but I'll ask that obviously kind of in different ways. If it just turns out that it's just the taste on the tongue, then I might ask more about that craving, because that can be a physical body craving. Not physiological, although it could be. It could be right where someone hasn't eaten enough during the day. For all of us, if we don't eat enough during the day, I mean, let me tell you, anything that you love that you drive by is going to sound really good. And sometimes things that you hate you drive by, you're like, that might not be too bad right now. Right? That's the physiological craving. And then there's also a physical craving, which is a connection that the body has with food. I see that a lot with chocolate. It's not the only food that it happens with, but there's this interesting nuance to milk chocolate that I found, where people can actually have this physical craving for it of just being the taste sensation, and there's some different nuances to that. Conversely, if you're looking at the emotional space, it's that real, I call it an easy connection, even though it's not easy in how it feels, but just, you know, I want potato chips, and then if I were to ask you, how are you feeling right now, and you'd say, I'm really angry because of what my boss did today, I go, okay, that's an emotional connection to that food. Does that help?
Somewhat.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, for an example, yesterday I went hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Okay.
And so I made sure that I had, you know, food in me before I left. I had a couple of pieces, some mandarin oranges and some nuts during the trail, and then I had lunch afterwards. Was fine, was able to go ahead and not have a problem. But that night, and I still had an additional piece of fruit afterwards, but that night, during my regular dinner, I craved bread. Mm-hmm. So bad. Mm-hmm. Like, so bad. And that's, you know, and it's like trying to fight that, it is just, it's crazy. And I do, but it's crazy.
Right there, what you just told me, if I hear that anybody's doing some facet of intense exercise, like hiking the Appalachian Trail, I'll tell you, I'll always look at the physiological component of craving first. even if it's 24 to 48 hours prior. So if that happens again, I would tell you to do an extra piece of fruit or two and see if the craving goes down. If it goes down, it tells me it's a physiological craving based out of your body's need for more OSE.
Okay.
Okay. Because with that intense exercise, our body actually needs more fructose or glucose in order to rebuild and replenish our muscles. And if we don't give it enough, it will rebound like that.
Okay. I mean, so, even though, like, I had all that extra fruit?
Yeah, even though. Because, so in the moment, here's the best way to do it. Like, let's say your body started craving bread, okay? I'd say, all right, go get a piece of fruit, whatever you want, right? Like, you know, an orange, some berries, whatever it was. Doesn't have to be a certain kind. Have that and wait about 10 minutes. Tell me if that craving for bread starts to diminish.
Okay.
If it does, and it may not completely go away, but if it starts to diminish, it tells me it's physiological.
Okay.
Was there something that was uncomfortable that night at dinner? Like your body or anything uncomfortable emotionally?
No, not emotionally. I mean, physically, have you ever hiked the Appalachian Trail even for a section? It's pretty tiring.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love it, but it's tiring.
Right. And it is tiring. I mean, I've hiked just small segments. And I can remember years and years ago, I actually hiked the Grand Canyon and I was starving for like 3 days after. So it is intense and your body rebounds, which is why I say, you know, sometimes when our body's uncomfortable, like it's a little sore, sometimes we are looking for nurturance from food.
Yeah.
Which could be a facet of this. But the easiest way to figure it out is just do one more piece of fruit and see if that bread craving decreases.
Okay.
Okay. It's a great question. And it's an easy one to figure out physiologically. Now, if you tell me, Wendy, I ate another piece of fruit and that bread craving even got worse, well, then we might talk emotional.
Okay.
Okay. Because then maybe it's a nurturance thing, or maybe you're seeking something from that bread. And then we could get into what does that bread mean, and what would it feel like to have it at that time, and there's a whole host of questions that could come after that.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Good work hiking that trail, I tell you. That's something else.
Thanks.
Yeah. And great question.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.